All right, so today's topic is the old scoreboard and keeping score, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. And in any relationship, it's very easy to keep score. And my son, Hamp, was playing in a baseball tournament in Orlando all through spring break. And I still don't know much about the sport. But I do know there is a scoreboard up there, and it tells you when they get runs and when they get hits and when they get errors and all those other things. And just looking at the scoreboard helps you to tally up in your head how things are progressing, whether it's negative or positive. But the other side of that is, even if there was a scoreboard, refusing to look at it keeps you in the dark. And I would suggest that in relationships, for the most part, even in relationships from our past, it's better if we don't have a scoreboard and we don't keep score and we're not always looking at it. But the tendency is to do that. Why is it? You know, when somebody hurts you, there's a cost. You know, I guess it's like a batter getting up to bat and a swing and a miss. You know, that's a strike. He knows it's a strike. It's one against him. He knows he's got two to go. Well, when somebody hurts you, we're aware of that, and it's hurt us. It's something against us. They did something against us. And we can either keep tallying it up and say, well, there they go again. There they go again. Or we can forgive. And so I looked this up in a lot of different places. You know, for instance, Dr. Oz says, why should we forgive? Because, number one, we all need forgiveness. If we're honest, we all need forgiveness. But the other thing is that the refusal to forgive injects a poison in us. So the more we refuse to forgive, the more we're hurting ourselves. So it's good for us to forgive. In Psychology Today, there was an article about forgiveness, and he said there's a tendency to fear forgiveness because we don't want to be a doormat. So we hear a lot about that, and so we think, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it until I'm sure they really mean it, or until I'm sure they're going to stop doing the behavior. And what we need to realize is that we need to forgive whether or not there is repentance, whether or not there is a change in behavior. And this does not mean that we enable. Forgiveness can mean standing up and saying, I am not going to allow this behavior to go on, and even removing yourself or forcing that the other person remove themselves from the situation. But you still have to forgive. And so sometimes it's like a step of faith. You see a stepping stone and you're thinking, I don't want to step on that. If I do, the whole world's going to fall apart. Or if I step on that stepping stone, it's going to sink underneath me. But we've got to trust that it's right, even when everything in us is saying, no, it's not. They've got to pay. This is never going to change. If you can step on it and choose to forgive, it's just the willingness part and stepping out in faith. When you choose to forgive, the process starts going, and you'll find that it does hold under you, and the next step will be easier. It's a path. So when you think about addiction, which is something that I think about all the time, forgiveness is one of the things that you have to do to get well. And they say that you have to bear the weight of what you've done wrong and realize that you need forgiveness. And it also calls you to empathize with other people, because the very things that cause us to be addictive and to harm others and ourselves are the same things that cause other people to do destructive things. And that is so important in a marriage relationship. Because, you know, in marriage, you kind of let it all hang out. They see our worst. They really can't get away with anything. And so the first thing that I think we need to do is to have empathy with them and say, I am going to refuse to hold this against you forever. I can't keep holding on to this. Because think about it. If your husband offends you in the morning and you don't forgive him, then when they get home, you're expecting them to mess up again. You're just waiting. Are they going to grovel? Are they going to apologize and not mean it? Are they going to do it again? You know, you're just waiting for them with the tally board. Okay, check. You're expecting them to fail instead of wishing they're good, which is what we should do in a loving relationship. So as you can see, forgiveness is very important. There's a play that was written by the playwright Eugene O'Neill called Long Day's Journey Into Night. And it's a play about the generational curse of alcoholism in an Irish-American family. And right mixed with the whole story is the bitterness and the refusal to forgive that propagates self-destructive behavior. And the willingness to forgive the past hurts is the willingness to move forward and to break that line of destruction. Because a lot of the destructive things that we do against ourselves and against our spouse are because of unresolved guilt and bitterness. So we need to do ourselves a favor and commit to forgiving. And that means identifying with them. It means speaking the truth in love. And it ultimately means stop keeping score.